The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
What's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. Here is your weekly rundown of all things WWE and professional wrestling. Hi, my name's Ace.
My name is Skillet.
I'm Tay.
Bludgeon Neil.
How's everyone's week been?
It's been busy, as we all know, yes.
Yeah. Not good for me. I've been having consistent tooth pain for the past 2 weeks, even though I had a root canal treatment on Tuesday.
That didn't work.
It's not completed, so it's in a stage of... It's going to be hurting until they finish it, apparently.
What's your dentist like, Isaac Yankum?
Yeah, he pretty much did beat me up.
So he's going to
he gave me the big boot over the top rope. You know what I mean? Usually it's the clothesline over the top rope. Yeah. But back in the day, they used to take the big boot over the top ropes.
I think Isaac Yankum is a better gimmick than Kane.
You are.
You have started okay. With a beauty.
Okay.
I do.
And that's the end of the kicker.
I do. I think.
Isaac Yankum, DDS.
Let me explain.
Is I would have been. Better gimmick.
There was me thinking we had nothing Kane. To talk about.
Yeah. I would have been about 9 years old when Isaac Yankum came out. 9, 10 years old. And a big, scary dentist is more scary to me.
You're completely wrong.
Than
you were 9 years old when Isaac Yankum came out, which is probably not true. You're probably older than that.
When was Isaac Yankum?
95.
No, definitely not.
You were 9 at 95?
No, it wasn't 95.
It was 95.
It definitely
100%.
Wasn't. 100%. It 100%
wasn't. I'll guarantee.
Let's put money in this now.
£100
noted.
Tay Oz flew. Can you
please Google?
I want to speak. Can I just say?
DDS. Right, I'm winning £100 for that.
I think Isaac Yankum was like 91.
95. 90, you're crazy.
90 or 91.
Isaac Yankum was 95.
I started watching officially in 92, when Isaac Yankum wasn't around at that point.
Ace,
are you serious?
Isaac Yankum.
Wait, Kane was definitely like 95.
No, Kane was 97. Isaac Yankum, DDS, 95, with Jerry the King Lawler. Taylor's going to research it now, and I'm going to win £100 from you.
You've got £100?
Did I say £100?
Yeah,
No.
And also, you're going to let me DJ with you in the next game. In the big money payoff. Thank you, Ace.
It definitely wasn't 95. 100% was a 95.
What's taking so long, Tay?
Definitely was not
95.
Yeah, I remember Royal Rumble 93. Jannetty Shawn Michaels,
yep.
That he wasn't around there.
Nope.
Raw Rumble 94, was that Lex Luger Bret one?
He wasn't there.
Wasn't 95, there
he
did,
95, he had a promo with Bret the Hitman Hart. Yes.
Right.
What?
So, Jacobs made his first television appearance with the company as Isaac Yankum on June 26th. 1995.
Oh my gosh!
So £100, Ace. And you got to let me be an extra slot.
Isaac Yankum was there.
Wow. Wow.
I can't believe it. 95 for real.
So you would have been what? How old have you been? You would have been...
About 14?
Yeah. And also, you have to understand, as a 9-year-old, Kane is such a badass giving more than Isaac Yankum did.
Yeah. I would be Kane's more scared of somebody who could produce villain. Flames than a dentist.
Exactly.
I think...
Ace loses this one, right?
I did lose that one.
But
I feel
you suck.
I feel like a big scary dentist is scarier than
someone who produces fire.
I know, but like as a like a character, like what's more real to life? People are scared of the dentist rather than the Undertaker's
dentist,
red brother.
But the blockade was that arsonist. That's what I saw.
Yeah,
what's more scary, an arsonist?
Okay, if anybody agrees with me, feel free to tweet us at Kick Out Podcast. Just so that I can have somebody that agrees with me. I didn't like Isaac Yankum.
I did the British Chinese Film Awards this week.
Alright.
Okay.
Hey, how was your week, babe?
It's alright, it's busy. Doing some long shifts, so.
You came back from Prague?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Prague had a whale of a time?
I did, it was very nice. I was drunk the whole time, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I got really drunk in Prague. Yeah. Like, really bad.
It's just like, there's just alcohol everywhere, and it's like a pound. So you're like, all right, I'll get free. So you just keep doing that every time. And you go to the bar, they're like, like 100 krona, like crowns. Okay, fine. Give me 5 of those. Because you just feel like you're flossing out there.
Wow. Did you buy weed from a man with one hand? The square?
No, he had 2 hands. So
oh, hey!
Wait.
Did you have some goulash at the square?
I did.
Next to the world's oldest working clock.
Yeah. I had a lot of goulash there because I just wanted to, you know, embrace it. But
this is kidding me. I mean, it's blue.
Right. Sorry, can I ask a really ignorant question? Is Prague the city or the country?
City.
Prague is in Czech Republic.
Yeah. And I've never seen a place with such a mix. You hear American voices, Dutch, French, German.
I had a lot of good time in Prague.
What? Yeah, I bet you did. Oh, look at his weird smiley face.
No lie, when I was there, I was like you said, you hear a lot of different people there. And I was at the bank. I remember I was taking out some cash, and then I heard someone go, "The thing goes." What? I was like, "Where am I?"
100 million views.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah,
it's worldwide, man. Yeah. How just cocking about and then man must be missing now.
100 million views on YouTube.
Crazy.
Over this weekend, 100 like legit. Go and watch it. 100 million views. That's insane.
Yeah.
And wow. You were to explain to me that he was joking.
It was a parody. It's a parody of like the rappers that were how people rap in the UK, and it's just gone.
Don't you think like legit? I'm not saying it's not legit MCs. Mm. Legit MCs must be real pissed.
100%. 1 million percent.
Yeah.
I'd be. But
you know what it is? It's because it just shows that. When something's too dominating in anything, right? Mm. So basically, roadman rap is very dominant right now in the world of urban music, right? So when it's too much of that, it needs an alternative, and you need someone to take the piss out of it, and that's why it's doing so well, because it's like... It's,
I agree.
Yeah. Anyway.
Talking of music...
Mm. Yes, we had some really bad news, man. Well, obviously, the writing was on the wall anyway, because he hasn't really done any major work for the WWE.
He's a multi-millionaire, don't feel too bad for him.
Since 2014. But WWE have officially released Jim Johnson. I have campaigned online to have Jim Johnson be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2018. Would you guys
Well warranted. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
He's produced classics, you know, themes for many legendary wrestlers. And we're going to go around the room and discuss each our top five Jim Johnson wrestling theme.
Let me hit you with something right now, Skills.
All
right,
brother.
If they lose the right to the music, what's the point in having the WWE Network? Can you imagine the Ultimate Warrior coming in, not with the Ultimate Warrior music?
Yeah.
Why would they lose the right to the music?
I don't think they will. No, I think Vince has the right to the music.
Given him a chunk of change, mustn't they? Because if they lose the right to the Jim Johnson music, I would destroy his childhood.
Knowing Vince McMahon, you know his contract at the time when he was making the music, he would have had in his contract, "We own the rights to this."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is rumours out there, funny you said that though, there is rumours out there that the company that owns that... the label that Jim Johnson signed to or whatever
Stephanie Music
are disputing something with WWE about his contract, and there is rumours out there that they are trying to take his music back, so WWE Network might lose the music
if they
but knowing Vince McMahon,
yeah,
I think he has it in his claws that, because obviously he does that with characters, he does that with all the wrestlers.
The Undertaker coming in not to the Undertaker.
Oh man, that would be the worst thing in the world. Yeah. And that is, we'll talk about the theme later, but anyway, that would be the worst thing.
Well, there's an old game, isn't there? There's an old game that it's impossible to go from the Superman music to the Indiana Jones music to the Star Wars music.
It's impossible.
It's fluidly go through it. So you go and then you go straight into Superman. It's impossible because they're so similar. So go on, try and do that now. Do the Indiana Jones music.
Okay.
Now straight into the Star Wars music. That's Superman. Try that at home, ladies and gentlemen. Go forward. Indiana Jones, Superman into Star Wars.
Oh, then Superman. Yeah. Oh, Superman is.
Star Wars. But anyway, the reason I'm making this is my favourite Jim Johnson music.
Oh, we're gonna go straight into it.
Yeah, you have to go. Give me Sid Justice's music. That's Psycho Sid. Sid Justice.
That's amazing. I didn't like that one.
And now, do you remember Owen Hart's first music?
No.
Or Greg the Hammer Valentine's music.
I remember that one.
Or who can forget Crush's music, which went.
No, but really, what's really your top five Jim Jones music?
Austin. Undertaker.
Yep.
The Brood.
Of course.
You have to say Warrior. Demolition was the guy who did the Hulk Hogan music, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was I'm a Real American.
Yeah. So what else was there? I did like the Sid Justice.
All right, my Jim Johnson has to be, obviously, Undertaker's probably my number one.
Yeah.
Steve Austin, Razor Ramon. He's got so many. Vince McMahon, no chance in hell.
That's cool.
Definitely in there. And I'm going to say, for the fifth one, I did enjoy The Rocks, but I'm not going to put that in there. I like Vader's, but I'm not going to put that in there.
Well, Vader's.
I love it. Vader wasn't that. Vader was.
The Rock's is only popular, though, because of The Rock. The Rock's music.
No, Rock was good. No, when he started doing the guitar riff, when he started making more of the musical sound of it, because the first one was just The Rock says, and wasn't all that. It was a little play of The Nation. We are the Nation. That was a good
joke. Oh, interesting fact. I found out this week.
Jim Jones is a G, man.
Do you know the
Owen Hart? Bret Hart, he didn't do Sean. Jimmy Hart was Sean.
Yeah, you know the guys who go to the Nation. Oh, Killy, keep interrupting me. Sorry. No, it's fine. Interrupt me.
The guys who did the Nation.
I found out this week that that's actually the guys from The Office. So that's Bruce Pritchard and Vince and people like that going Nation.
That's wicked.
That's all The Office guys. When he
saying that
and sing and it, yeah,
that's wicked.
Interesting, boring fact there.
It's not a boring.
Polar
fact.
Bears are left-handed. The first product to have a barcode was Juicy Fruit. In the first Predator film, Jean-Claude Van Damme was the stuntman. Flew's interesting facts.
Can you please do that every week? Can we have a segment called Flew's interesting facts? And there's nothing to do with wrestling. Please.
You got it. Thank I'll you try my best.
And I think my fifth one, I should have done my research. I'm just going off my head here. So I'm probably going to regret this decision. There's probably going to be so many I've forgotten. I did love Kurt Angles. I love Owens. I loved Owens, and it might have to be Owens. No, just me.
No, 100%. I'm with you. Yeah.
Go on, Tay. Your turn. Tay.
Triple H in there.
Yeah. Oh my God! Triple H.
Time. Come on.
Oh my God!
That was the best one.
DX.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. No, why second? Because Undertaker's going to be number one. Second, Jericho.
Yeah, I want to add Jericho as well.
Jericho.
Oh my God.
I like Tay's winning. I want to add Jericho. Original. The because obviously Motorhead did the other one, but
How did I go again?
It's my time.
Who's sleeping?
Who?
Yeah.
It's my time.
He's dead, that guy.
He died. He did.
Yeah. Rest in peace, that guy.
That guy who sang the DX theme as well.
Yeah. And they got booed.
He was like no offense to the guy. No offense to the guy, but he was trying to be a fake version of
Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
Have you got the five?
Oh, was it? Okay. So Undertaker, Jericho, Stone Cold. Bad for me. Sorry. Triple H. I probably put Brock Lesnar's in there, only because I like theme tunes that have that initial impact, part that goes, you know, like the...
That's so much better than all of us.
No,
I think Tate's winning.
Your list has whooped us.
I think Tate's winning.
You have to put Brood in.
Oh, I do like Brood, though. Mankind.
Mankind. Why are you saying like
Mankind? Mankind with the...
Sorry, sir, you can't block that flower.
The original Mankind.
And the piano music at the end.
Beautiful theme. Goldust.
Nah. Why are you rubbing yourself?
Yeah. And then when he talks about Goldust, he starts rubbing up on himself.
And that was Teen Dream. I did the same thing.
No.
Goldust theme was amazing. Beautiful theme. Oh, Jim Johnson, man. We're going to miss you, man.
I think your shout for Hall of Fame is so valid.
It needs to happen. I'm an
S-Man! That is mine!
Yes!
I'm an S-Man!
D'Lo Brown!
D'Lo Brown! The real man here! You better recognise!
No, the
real that one, yeah. Yeah, that was actually decent still. Mark Henry, Statue of Chocolate. Oh, come on, baby. That's it. I know you love that China's one. Don't treat me like a woman. Don't treat me like a man.
That was one, yes.
Treat me like you know me.
Treat me for just who I am.
Some good pieces, man. Jim Johnson, man. Go on, it's your turn. Kate's winning at the
moment. I can't pick, but I do think DX for me. I'd like to Billy Gunn, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that was classic.
That was classic.
I love Gunn.
He did not say I love to sod them.
I love to sod them. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Was he saying that?
No, we're forgetting one.
What?
Oh, don't go messing with the country boys. Don't go messing with the country boys. I'm country boys.
Yeah, we really missed that one.
We really did.
Jim Johnson. Ahmed Johnson. No.
Oh, Ahmed Johnson obviously waited.
Nah, some great themes.
Do you think he'll get it this year?
No, he won't get it anytime soon. He'll probably really forget it.
Really?
But I really hope he does. He deserves it, man.
So what?
They need to start expanding this Hall of Fame, not to just wrestlers.
And then
people have made an impact to the business.
Jim Johnson's not in, but friggin', you know, these people who have done one event.
Or Donald Trump.
They need to put
Joe Tim.
Imagine how much press that would get. They'd take him out.
Yeah.
Ace.
Yeah, you said DX.
DX.
Yokozuna.
Billy Gunn. Chris Jericho. Vince.
Yeah.
And
Ace is actually doing his Shag, Marry, Avoid.
Yeah.
Vince. Jericho overboard.
Did I say Triple H already?
You might have. No, you said, yeah.
Can I say Triple H? No, I said DX.
DX, yeah, it's a good.
Yeah, I said Triple H.
It's great as well.
Yeah.
But legend.
But it's not, Motorhead did that, so I wouldn't class it as a Jim Johnson feud.
No, the original Triple H.
Yeah, Jim Johnson.
Yeah.
What about the Triple H when he's Hunter Hurst Helmsley?
Wow.
Okay, no.
Just so you know, we're recording this on a Sunday morning and Ace can't be doing with Skillet shit.
Yeah.
And I got a toothache, guys.
And it's snowing.
And it's
snowing outside.
Snee. Should we do a quick review of the shit week that was?
Well, let's talk about some more news before then, because okay, we've got some really sad news that came in this morning.
If it's true.
And if it's true, we don't want to throw the man under the bus, because, you know, we want to handle him. And right now, we can't handle this. And that
is you want to handle him?
Wow.
What? We want to handle him as a Cruiserweight champion at one time.
I don't want to handle him. No.
Handle this, you don't handle this.
It was a stupid joke.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ace. Made me look like I was gay.
Sorry.
Oh! What?
Edit that.
I edit my Chinese accent
as well. No, leave that in. So Rich Swann apparently has been arrested for kidnapping.
I don't know what you want us to say about this.
Obviously, he was going to have a big match with Drew Gulak in Monday Night Raw, and whoever wins that would have been number one contender to visit Enzo Amore in the next pay-per-view, which is Clash of Champions. And we all assume Rich Swann probably would have won that. There was a Twitter dispute between Rich Swann and Drew Gulak a couple of days ago, which was quite hilarious.
Yeah.
Rich Swann said to Drew Gulak, I hope you do a PowerPoint presentation how I beat you in a Monday Night Raw to become the number one contender. And Drew Gulak responded with, Rich Swann, how about a PowerPoint presentation entitled, Just Because You Used to Be Homeless Doesn't Mean You Have to Dress That Way? It's all good, all laughing fun. Apparently, Rich Swann went out to a game with a couple friends yesterday, and then I don't know what went wrong. And apparently, rumor has it, we're saying it's a rumor, we're not saying it's true, but rumor has it, Rich Swann was involved in some kidnapping. But obviously, we all know Rich Swann comes from the hood. Yeah. Not saying, oh, this is not a stereotype. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Obviously, he had a rough upbringing in Baltimore. Who knows if he's had any criminal.
Could this just be an argument with a girlfriend that's gone the wrong way?
Probably.
I'm hoping for. Not hoping.
Probably. It's probably not as serious as it is, I hope. But if it does sound.
But if it is, career over.
Yeah. It's all over the news at the moment, and it's not looking good. WWE has not commented on anything at this moment.
But you did. You said some news outlets have.
Yeah,
now,
so it's on the Mirror. And
yeah. Oh, this is really sad. He's a very talented wrestler as well.
Yeah, it's a shame.
And we haven't had a wrestling story like this in a while.
Adam Rose was probably the last time.
He was. Yeah,
yeah, but didn't that turn out to be an argument, and she dropped the charges and stuff?
Was that abuse? That was abuse.
Yeah, but I think he got arrested a couple of times.
Oh, did he?
For the same thing as well, and then we just never saw him on TV ever again.
Yeah. This is really sad.
Hopefully it's
he's a very talented wrestler, man, and we want to see Rich Swann back in WWE one day. Hopefully this is not a true. If it is true, obviously we don't want to see him back on TV, but
we will give a full report next week when we have more information. And if it's not true, apologies.
Well, we're not saying that he did it, so we don't apologize.
What other news is there? I guess the India tour finally happened, so that 6 month Jinder Mahal run was for now.
Pointless.
Go ahead, you smashed it with that. What? Waste of time.
It's a waste of time. So if you don't know, like, so AJ, when did AJ lose, win back the title?
A week before Survivor.
Yeah, so we were all confused because we thought that Jinder had the title so that he could go to India as the champion and have this big kind of homecoming to his home fans and just be the man in India. But then he lost the title, so then we thought maybe he'll win it back in India.
Well, also, three venues dropped to one.
Oh, really?
They booked three venues in India. They didn't sell, so they just dropped it to one. But continue.
I don't even know that. But yeah, so they went to India, and the match wasn't even Jinder AJ. It was Jinder Triple H. And Triple H went over.
But that's WWE's fault completely. You know what? I actually feel sorry for Jinder Mahal.
I don't
blame Jinder Mahal. He was given something and he did his job, and they didn't build him up properly. If they built Jinder Mahal like they built up Rusev and made him a US champion, made him a convincing heel, made him a strong heel, and then became champion, it would have worked.
Wait a minute. I think he was giving a massive opportunity.
Of course he was.
And he didn't, and he dropped the ball. Think about other
stars.
How did
he drop the ball?
Well, because he didn't do anything. He was boring. He was dull.
That's not his fault. They knew what he was like.
If you get some TV, you got to perform. You got to entertain.
I totally understand that, but they knew what he was like going into that.
Yeah,
that's not his fault. If you're already not already a strong promo, and I'm giving you the championship, that's my fault. That's not, you know what I mean.
I don't know. It's a different.
It's true. Don't you agree with that?
I don't think he dropped the ball, and I still feel like he's got enough heat to be a convincing heel and even a champion. If I'm totally honest, I think he won quite a lot of people over.
Yeah,
I just don't understand like him going to India to lose to Triple H.
I think we're going to find out next. So if he loses now to AJ, I think career over. Look at it and we go, right, we tried and it didn't work. I'm worried that him losing to Triple H now means he's going to win the title back from AJ.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
That's a good start.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. If AJ wins, I'd say career over. He'll go right to bottom of the pile again. But I think there's a chance he could beat AJ now and they give him another run. Why did he come out with the Singh brothers? Well, like, they're all pals. India. When he just beat them up.
Because they're in India.
And the other thing...
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. It's weird.
Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, one, didn't Triple H...
Why we don't have TV in India! Yeah. And bone mingle!
And you know what they should do at the end of the match?
They didn't see that. They Triple H dancing in the hall and doing that whole
apparently
celebrationary.
On the other side, Jinder did kick out the pedigree.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So he had a good match.
And I think the old Vince thing is, yeah, but even losing to Triple H is, you know, you get more shine.
He always does that. He gives his son in law and his son some sort of special. You losing to not even losing, because Shane never loses. Shane never wins, but you wrestling in Shane is an honour.
Yeah.
It's like Punk said when Punk was leaving, didn't he? He said, you know, what do you mean you're not in the main event? You're wrestling Triple H.
And Punk said, I don't need you, you need me. I love Punk, you know, respect for Punk.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's bullshit.
I
need Punk back.
I think basically we're going to find out what happens with Jinder next week. But, you know, I must admit, a lot of people, it's very weird how everyone's like, oh, Jinder's crap. Jinder, they need to take the title off Jinder. Then he loses to Triple H, and everyone's like, oh, Triple H buries people and stuff like that. It's like, it doesn't seem like. No one liked Jinder, but everyone seems pissed off that he loses Triple H. What do they want?
No, but they want to be fair. So they want to be like.
He's still got stuff in the tank. He can still put over someone big at a WrestleMania. He doesn't need to be putting over Jinder, even in India, I don't think.
But that's not putting. No, he should have lost to Jinder.
I feel like he should have lost to Jinder.
Especially after he lost
the title. But then if Triple H loses to Jinder, we know. No, I mean, Triple H has got the worst WrestleMania record in history, hasn't he? I think the only person he's beat is Sting. But, you know, Triple H has to win some of these matches.
Booker T.
Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything when he puts
Booker T.
Yeah, okay.
When he shouldn't have. as well.
No, he shouldn't have. But I did find some information about.
He shouldn't have beat Sting.
You know that was meant to be Scott Steiner versus Triple H, and because Scott Steiner completely shit the bed,
yeah,
they changed it to Booker T last minute. That's why Booker T didn't get the title. So everyone goes, "Oh, Triple H carried Booker T."
No, but there's a rumor that Vince was actually going to give Booker the title,
right?
And Triple H said no.
I don't know. But what Booker T did there ended up making him win the title anyway, because they were so impressed with the work he
did.
Well,
4 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't buy that.
Wow, where were we? Basically, Triple H has to win some matches, otherwise it doesn't mean anything when he puts these people over.
I just think, like, is what we said this, was it last week or the week before, like, you got so much new talent, so many people, like, brand new talent that you're trying to put over. Why is Triple H main event in so many house shows? And, like, he had an icy match with Roman Reigns.
He challenged him. Or is that happening?
No, they had the match already.
And Roman won.
Roman won, but it's like, why? Like, you're not on TV every week. I don't get it. What, like, you've got a stacked roster. Why are we watching Triple H matches now in 2017?
That's a good point.
I don't get it.
Would you rather watch AJ Styles versus Jinder Mahal or AJ Styles versus Triple H?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd rather see AJ Triple H.
Yeah.
AJ has a great match with anybody.
Yeah.
That's a great match. He had a great match with Jinder. He gave Jinder his best match.
Best match without doubt.
Yeah. But I think in India,
yeah,
I want to see AJ. Yeah. I want to see AJ Jinder.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
What was the reaction like? Did Triple H or Jinder get cheered? I assume Jinder got the crowd, didn't
he? I don't know.
It looked like
it. I'd be quite interested to see the footage.
It looked like they was obviously Jinder's in India, so I think they were wild for Jinder.
Again,
but I would have rather seen AJ Jinder in India.
Raw and SmackDown were shit. Why couldn't we have had Starrcade? Why couldn't we have had WWE India? I would have been so interested to watch these things, the dynamic with the audience, and we're getting these terrible. Well, then again, to be fair, Raw wasn't that bad this week, was it?
But the problem this week was nothing
was that good. Nothing was that bad. So there's nothing really to talk about.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Anyway, rumours about Batista coming back.
Again?
I saw this. He cut a little promo at NXT.
But he wants Triple H.
I don't want to see that.
No.
I don't want to see that.
Well, no, actually, the other rumour is because they're trying to. I mean, I thought we could talk about this. The WrestleMania build-up is pretty flat at the moment. They've got. They're thinking about Goldberg. Goldberg's getting his shake. They're thinking about Batista. They're thinking about Ronda Rousey. And I think there was a fourth person, but I can't remember. But they're actually thinking, at the moment, they're going with maybe Batista Goldberg.
Right.
Or Triple H Kurt. Or Triple H Shane. Or Kurt Jason Jordan. So these, yeah, but at the moment, none of those, considering we're thinking about going, none of those matches. Where's that? I mean, was it last year? No. What was last year? What kind of made you go, ooh, about last year? Nothing really, was there? But the year before that, obviously, it was Shane coming back. What's this year's big thing? Because I mean, I do like...
Well, last year was the Hardys return.
Yeah. What's this year's big thing?
Well, when I say last year, that was this year.
I guess Ronda Rousey is the big news this year. Because apparently Conor McGregor wanted too much money, so that's done now. The Conor McGregor thing's gone away.
Yeah. Apparently Daniel Bryan might be returning.
Ah, well, that's it then, isn't it? Can you imagine
him returning and winning again in New Orleans? Same.
We could be there.
City that he won the title.
I think there's money in Triple H, you know, if I'm honest. I think the build up would be good. I'm not talking about the actual match.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about the build up here. They could get personal. They would blur the line. Think about the story. You got Vince.
Yeah.
Then you got the son-in-law. Then you got the son, and they're both kind of fighting for the company and this family. And it would be blurry. We wouldn't know if it was real or wrestling.
And because they're both heels.
Yeah, I think there's money in there.
I think certainly, I've always said the NXT, you know, all the NXTers, you know, like your Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, your Finn Balor's all sided with Triple H.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And then you've got the original SmackDown Raw lot, which, you know, not, obviously not another invasion thing again, we don't need that, but just, it could be, you're right, there could be a lot of good build-up.
Under Siege.
The match wouldn't be amazing, but the build-up.
No, the match wouldn't be great. To be fair, I think Triple H could make Shane look good, but
I don't think so.
I think the lead-up... Skillet is really not happening. I think the lead up
about to walk
would
out.
Be mad interesting. That's
just,
all I'm saying.
The thought of it is depressing me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to.
About a year ago, you would have had this match.
Yeah.
But not now.
About a year ago, I would have.
But not now.
No. Mm. I think that should have been the move when you first returned.
Yeah. But you're over it.
I'm done for it.
Well, so there was a couple of Twitter spats, wasn't there? Like Prince Pretty, you know, what's his name?
Tyler,
he got back with Mike Kanellis. They got in a Twitter war, not with each other, with some fans who were just saying, you know, there's no passion, no one tries anymore, and they were just kind of like, well, we're about to buy a second house. And somebody else said, Mike Kanellis made the point, he said, Rick, you know, the zombies don't get moved. When you're watching Walking Dead, it would be like someone saying, oh, that zombie wasn't put over and stuff like that. And it's like, only Rick from The Walking Dead can be the star.
Right.
So Mike Kanellis was saying, look, not everybody, some of us are the zombies, not all of us can be the main. Which was an interesting point.
Wow, Mike Kanellis really bought into that mentality there, yeah, right? You don't mind being a jobber,
play your part. Yeah. Play your part.
But I mean, money, what do you think? Some of them are going, yeah, I'm buying my second house. But at the same time, is that the difference with the industry now? In the old days, they wanted to be the best wrestler. Now they just want to be on a TV show. Is that the problem?
That's probably what it is. Yeah.
You know, I'm a star. Well, I'm a star in one of you on the weekly show, Raw. They're not like, I want to be the best wrestler I can be.
The problem is,
to be honest, they all live in their dream job, innit? Let's be real.
And I think the problem is, like, you know what I mean? They all feel like, where do we go? It's not WWE versus WCW anymore, where we're neck and neck.
Yeah.
There's no other company that's anywhere near. So it's like, at least I'm on the biggest show.
Yeah.
That's how they probably see it. I don't know.
Yeah.
What was wrong with you?
R-Truth injury.
That's not even a story, that one.
What? Was injured in what?
He came out and said, hey, it's right, I'm injured. It's just like, well, it's not even a story.
Yeah, he broke his leg.
How?
I don't know. Ric Flair in the Bad Bunny's music video, the Puerto Rican rapper.
That was your idea. He looks like my dad drunk at a wedding.
I've always wanted Ric Flair to be in the background of my music videos, and now someone has done it before me.
He pissed off.
Obviously, and that guy must have paid Ric Flair so much money, and I would have paid Ric Flair probably £5. So
shit song.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And maybe that's Ric Flair. He could be saying anything. This old man behind me is a foolish. He didn't have to sleep with his daughter. Like, he could be saying anything.
And Ric Flair's dead. It is like watching a lava lamp. I could just watch Ric Flair dance like a twat all day long.
Yeah. Should we talk about Raw?
Wait, there's one more thing.
Okay, go on, Ace.
Sasha and Alexa Bliss.
More beef.
Oh, of course.
Made history in Abu Dhabi.
Okay, I see Sasha Banks crying. What happened?
They were the first women to ever wrestle in.
That is big.
Abu Dhabi.
Some people are saying, oh, why did they have to cover up still? But I think they're kind of missing the point there, because there's still laws in that country.
Yeah, exactly.
Rightly or wrongly. Yeah. But in fact, why am I talking about it? Tay, your opinion, please. What the fuck is my opinion?
Covering up, it's respectful.
Yeah.
Respectful, so I don't see why they shouldn't.
What do you think of Sasha's ring?
As a woman.
Her ring gear was a bit weird.
She's like a NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't feel disrespect. I would feel like I would want to do that in their country.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't feel any other way. I don't know why people would be like, oh, why do I need to cover up? If I'm going there and I'm putting on a show, I want everyone to be able to watch it. Do you know what I mean? So I would fully cover up and go.
But it's a good thing, right?
It is a good thing. Yeah. It's definitely a good thing.
It's amazing.
That's great. Great for them, man. History was made.
that sounded so funny,
yeah, yeah.
No, no, that was good. No, really, I've been joking. No, I am actually genuine. Some sad news about Sheamus.
Yeah.
What was the word I told you to remember?
Spinal stenosis.
Yeah. So it's going to shorten his career.
So he might retire soon. I said it last week. I think Sheamus has been hitting his prime recently. I think he's been doing great wrestling.
Like Batista, he started quite late, didn't he? He started in his late mid-30s, didn't he?
He's younger than that.
I think he's like 40-something now.
No!
But the point is, even if he does, he's done Royal Rumble. He's done King of the Ring. He's done Money in the Bank. He's won all the titles. He's done everything. What a career.
Yeah.
Rightly or wrongly.
Has he had all of them?
Every single... Well, yeah. Hang on, he hasn't had the IC, has he?
I don't think he's had the IC.
Yeah, he might have. I don't think he has. He's had US.
Yeah, US.
Tag team, world champion.
I think it's the IC one he hasn't had.
He hasn't had the IC.
He's been a survivor. He's won record time in WrestleMania. Do you know what I mean? The list of stuff that man's done is incredible. He's done everything.
He won a Rumble, right?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
Has he had, though, that classic match?
That's a good question.
Ooh. Well, when you go shame, don't get me wrong, he's not a bad wrestler.
Yeah.
And I do like the fact he's got a stiff style and stuff like that. But what's his classic match?
I think if we cared more, yeah? Like, if they were like, let me word this properly. If they were like higher profile at the time and we cared more about them, we could look back at the Cesaro series, yeah?
Sheamus, that's a classic.
And say that was amazing.
That's a great answer.
But we didn't, at the time, we weren't as invested.
Yeah. And you know what, but they had some amazing,
some sick matches.
Match 7 that finished with the double count out, hence the issue. That was amazing.
I'm going to say that.
The match 7.
Because we didn't care. We was like, oh, we don't, like, because remember it was like every week.
We all kept walking away from it saying, yo, that was brilliant.
Yeah, but then after
we saw one of the 7 live, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah,
the
Summer live.
Yeah.
So we saw the SummerSlam one together.
Yeah, yeah,
that was amazing.
So you saw 2 of the 7?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't at SummerSlam.
Last year?
I've never been to SummerSlam.
Oh, shoot.
You've been. I haven't.
I've been twice.
You've been twice? I've been 0.
Dear.
How did that happen?
It's what all put up in here.
Ace,
right? I know.
Okay. Cool. Should we talk about Raw? All right, Tay, where was Raw this week?
I don't even know. Sorry. Oh, dropped the ball on that one.
That's a dated job every week, Tay. On wasn't it in LA? Wasn't it Vegas?
No, well, not Vegas, but it was one of those places.
It was in
American places.
The LA thing was set up.
Yeah, it was in LA, wasn't it?
Yeah. Which is why everyone think they stepped up a little bit in Raw, because it's one of those towns where they always pull up their socks in little bits.
So it kicked off with Roman Reigns coming down to the ring to talk to Kurt Angle about giving Samoa Joe a title shot to face him at, I guess, now, pretty much, on that same night. Angle was just going to say, yeah, man, that's a good idea. And then Jason Jordan interrupts and gets in Roman Reigns' face and says to how... Kurt, Dad, let me fight him. I know
he's an effective heel, isn't he?
I think he's good
because I don't like him, which is the whole point.
I think
he's not actually a heel though.
No, he is.
He's a heel like Sami Zayn.
You're not seeing what they're doing.
Like, he's a heel because no one likes him, but he's not actually a heel.
No, he's a heel because he's manipulating his father. You mean though, to give him decisions?
WWE know what they're doing though. They know.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Just like they know what they're doing with Roman. Yeah, they know what they're doing.
But they didn't know what they were doing with Daniel Bryan, and they were actually trying to shoot him. Anyway, it always rubs me the wrong way, it does.
But I thought this was a solid opener.
Yes, I think it's a great opener.
That's 2 for 2 for Roman.
I think Samoa Joe got a great promo, Reigns got a great promo, Jason Jordan got a great promo.
I hate to say it, and I hate to buy into the WWE shit, but since Roman Reigns beat Cena, he has stepped up. For me, Roman Reigns, he doesn't... I mean, don't get me wrong, I still don't think he should be the man, but he doesn't bother me like he used to.
The same
solid interviews and solid matches.
Yeah, man. I never had a problem with wrestling anyway.
No.
It's just that the promos he used to cut was terrible.
Dire.
But yes, solid owner. And I love that Joe's being pushed hard and stuff.
Yes, and so Joe and Reigns are obviously going to face each other at Rumble, I'm assuming. Joe has to win, right?
100%.
Joe beats Reigns, right? Yeah. So if he beats Reigns... gets the IC Championship, who should he WrestleMania opponent be? Flew, you hold yours here, because I know what yours is. Ooh. I think I agree with your answer as well.
What was it?
You said John Cena.
What are we talking about? Sorry.
If Joe, who's if he's the IC Champion, walk into WrestleMania, who's
I think
it should be John Cena.
It makes sense, full circle, doesn't it? Because that he started his career with Cena in the same place, they went separate ways.
Exactly.
Back together.
I like that.
I think they were supposed to have a program before.
They won't do that though, but I like that.
Do you know anyone do that? You're not going to make Cena put Joe...
It wouldn't even surprise me if Cena's not at Mania this year.
Yeah, I agree with that, still. Because he has films he's doing, right?
Have you seen... Yeah, he's in this film and he's not even on the banner. See, is it Ferdinand or whatever?
Cena was in the Radio 1 building this week and no one told me.
John Cena was in the building.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. We should have known.
And who's our interviewer this week?
We don't have an interview this week.
And John Cena...
I was furious.
Why didn't nobody tell you?
Because they're wankers. They told me, oh, you like wrestling? Did you see John Cena? I said, what?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was there promoting Ferdinand, and he had an interview with Greg James.
Greg James. Yeah.
Well, are they going to get Greg James on the show?
We should, innit?
We should. Did you get on with him?
Yeah, Greg is cool.
Because he's a massive wrestling fan.
He is a massive wrestling fan.
We should get him on the show.
We should.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you could have had John Cena, but we're going to have Greg James. Listen up.
I like Samoa Joe, John Cena, but I can't see it happening. It'll probably be like Braun Strowman or someone.
I was listening to some old something to wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, and he was talking about at the beginning when Cena and Joe were both on the radar, and Vince was just like, now I'm not hiring him, he's just a fat Samoan.
Now
look at it, he's turned up, and now Vince is like, I love this guy.
What I loved about Pritchard was because obviously there's a lot of comparisons of Joe and Umaga back in the day, and Pritchard was like, yeah, but you had the chance to sign Joe. But you chose to choose Umaga. He goes, you're Umaga's family.
Yeah. Right. Which I love, because there's the Samoan family, which is the head shrinkers and Umaga and The Rock, yeah. And then the Samoa Joe all on his own, which I think you could do a brilliant storyline with, you know, the outlaw Samoan.
Right. That's right.
He should be called the outlaw Samoan.
And yeah. That's what his path was. He just did him.
Yeah.
And he just brought UFC into wrestling, really, because he wrestled like a UFC guy.
What was Vince Russo talking about? Vince Russo was like, I can't take him seriously because he doesn't like his wrestling gear.
Who is Vince Russo?
Well, that's... Oh, have you seen the... this is actually kind of big news. It's obviously what's happening in the world right now. Vince Russo has come out... But you know what? No one's fucking listening to him. But Vince Russo has come out and said that when he was at WWE, a member of the female roster went to him and said that a member of the male roster had raped her.
Oh, no.
But... Is it just Vince Russo looking for headlines and stuff like that? Because surely if that was a story,
if he's going to bring this up, why is he not calling out names?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, they always do that.
Shut up. Don't bring this up if you're not going to tell people who it is.
Say the name.
You're still keeping a secret after all these years.
I'll put it in my book.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're making money off of being racist, scumbags. You know what, Vince Russo? Shut your mouth.
Shut up.
And you know what? I like Samoa Joe's dirty old gear.
I love his gear.
In fact, this episode is going to be called Vince Russo is a Dickhead.
Yeah. Shut up, man. Yeah, right. In brackets.
Yes.
Alright, so Jason Jordan had a match with Roman Reigns.
Good match.
Pushed Reigns to his limit again, because he had a match before where he pushed him to his limit. Booker T continued to shoot on
Jordan. Why?
I don't get it. Booker T seems to doesn't like Jordan. His whole thing is Angle's giving him everything.
Yeah.
But then Corey Graves did pull him up good when he tried to make that same excuse with Alexa Bliss, but said that when Bliss does it, it's a good thing. Corey Graves goes, well, hold on, you said it's a bad thing.
This is just an in-joke. This is for Vince and the boys. This is for the people backstage.
I agree.
Each other. I totally agree.
I do think Vince is telling Booker, wind him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, you should say this week. You should say,
you know who you are? You're a legend. You go out there and you win.
But this is some... It's a kind of annoying... I love in-jokes when you make little ones. When you're doing whole segments, like 10, 15 minutes... And it's an in-joke. And that just shows how much they don't give a shit about the audience.
Yeah. But this has never really happened, really.
It's me. It's all about me and my little screen in the back, in gorilla position. And I stand by my little screen. Vince, don't you think we should do some better writing? Shut up! Shut your mouth, Triple H!
So then Joe came in after Reigns defeated Jordan. Joe said, I'm going to put you to sleep. Joe walks in, squares up with Reigns. Jason Jordan does a back suplex on Joe. Joe rolls out the ring, and then Roman Reigns Superman punches Jason Jordan.
For what?
Ah! And then there was no match with Joe and Reigns. But I'm assuming, I hope it's not a triple threat match at Royal Rumble, but I'm assuming Joe and Reigns for the IC title will happen.
Yeah.
At Royal Rumble.
Oh, you know what? That would be interesting. If it is a triple threat match, then I'm picking Jordan to win.
Really?
Sick.
No.
If it's a triple threat match, I'm definitely going with Jordan.
I don't want that.
To win the title?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Samoa Joe ambushed Jason Jordan backstage and said to Kurt Angle, father like son, which is a little hint of the TNA past of Angle and Joe.
Right.
So Angle and Joe could be a possibility for WrestleMania as well.
Okay.
That's probably where they're going.
Yeah.
Angle and Joe. Joe doesn't win the IC title because maybe Angle rewards Jordan for it.
Yeah.
And then Joe picks a fight with Angle.
I think Jordan's going to get a title. Now, the more I think about it...
I can see that happening.
The more I think about it, I think Jordan's going to win it. Like, Roman has to lose it because he's going to main event WrestleMania for the Universal. And I think Jordan's going to win it.
I think you're right.
I think Jordan's going to win it.
And then Joe will pick a fight with Angle.
Yes.
And it'll be Angle Joe WrestleMania.
I don't know. I've seen Angle Joe though.
That's
so many times.
Last match. No, but Angle probably could give his all against Joe because they trust each other.
So I think it has to be Angle Cena, doesn't it?
That's what I think.
But then again, didn't he just beat him at Survivor Series? So it's pointless now.
Who cares about Angle Cena? I know Ace loves that. Ace wanted that for so long.
I do. That's my match.
You see
match.
The way Angle moves now?
Yeah, I know.
Absolution had a good week this week. I actually enjoyed their promo. They came out. Paige got a promo about Absolution. Then she had a match with Sasha Banks, which was quite a good match.
Yeah.
Then they beat up Sasha Banks afterwards.
Right.
Then later on the show, Asuka had a match with Alicia Fox.
Yeah.
Asuka defeats Alicia Fox. Obviously, everybody knows the real life friendship between Paige and Alicia Fox. They really are best friends in real life. Mm. So they play that into the storyline, where Paige is trying to pretend to recruit Alicia Fox into Absolution. But then she says, oh, I love you, and I really do love you. You are my girl. You know I do love you, but they don't share the same sentiment. And Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose beat up Alicia Fox.
Yeah.
That was good.
I like the premise. Yeah, it was good.
You don't think so?
Oh, no. I just don't have an opinion. Like I say, this week, nothing was good or bad. I don't really have an opinion. Tell you, what's your opinion?
There is something.
It's women. So you have to tell me about women's stuff.
Thanks.
Sexist.
That's so sexist.
Why?
Because she's a female?
I think the female should talk about the females.
This is really bad. Anyway.
No, it was a good promo. I really liked it. It was good. I hope they build much more on it. The Oscar thing, I do think it's still too early for me. Like, they need to...
I think that you know what would be great? You know what would be great, eh? If they delayed it like they did with Sting and Hogan and had never have them touch for a year. Absolution keeps coming in with Oscar matches. Oscar keeps destroying women in the roster. Even if they bring up women from any other type of place to make Oscar beat. And it finally builds to a whole year at Mania... Paige versus Asuka. WrestleMania not this
tell
year.
Tell you what, though.
Next year, the year after.
You got Paige, Asuka.
Okay, that's not going to happen, of course. But.
No, but Paige, Asuka, Charlotte, Ronda Rousey. You know what I mean? That's a stacked women's roster now. So which ones... Because obviously there's only normally two women's matches. They're going to do one big women's match and then throw everybody into a 10-man tag or something. Because that's a lot of talent they got there.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I say what's pissed me off, though?
What's that?
So every time I see Absolution on Raw... and they're just beating up women left, right and centre. I always think, rah, yeah, Nia Jax is going to come out and fight. And then we saw Nia Jax on TV this week, and she's off the Enzo.
Yeah, but this is the interesting... I think the plan is, she's going to go... Because you're right, exactly correct, she should be standing up for the women's locker and she should be kicking her ass. The plan is to kind of put her to 205 Live. For a while. So just for a while to keep her off the thing for that exact reason, because it doesn't ring true. Why isn't she just kicking her ass? So I think the plan is she's going to go to 205 and do some kind of.
And I think what they're going to do is to make her a bit stronger. It's obviously she's probably going to be the new bodyguard.
She'll be the enforcer of 205 Live, yeah.
Bodyguard slash love interest for Enzo. And she'll probably be like Enzo's Diesel.
She deserves better than this.
She'll be like Enzo's Diesel.
She deserves
better. But she'll beat up men.
Yeah.
I think those cruiserweights are going to get beat up by her, which is going to be really
but
sad.
She deserves
no offense, because she's a whoopee, but you know what? But it's a bit sad. So she's going to beat them up, and that's going to make her look stronger because she can beat up men too.
Yeah.
And then when she comes back for the women, it's on.
I think it could be good for her. She goes away,
shows
her comical side, and then she comes in against whoever's up there at the moment. I think it could be good.
It could work.
And it's a good idea to protect her and take her off the roster, because at the moment it does look weird that she's not fighting.
She put out a good twerk video with Lana this week, though.
She was twerking. She twerked well.
Her and Lana on a boat.
So Lana talks well.
Yeah.
Oh, it's when Lana used to be a dancer, so I guess
it was, it was interesting.
She started some African dancing at one point.
So I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Naya.
You know what was one of my highlights of Raw this week?
What?
The Fatal 4-Way. Beautiful match.
Oh, yeah.
The two
Cedric
Alexander
versus Tony Nese versus Drew Gulak. Versus Mustafa.
And at the beginning, they didn't even announce them, and the crowd were flat. And by the end of the match, they had him in the palm of their hand. Yeah. That's talent.
It's absolute talent. Yeah. Great spots from Ali and Cedric. Nese didn't really look too good at this. And I'm glad Gulak picked up the win as well.
Yeah. I really feel like Cedric Alexander should be on the main roster. Like, he's so good.
Well, he is,
he's so
but
talented.
I know what you mean.
He's so talented. Good. He needs like a belt or something. Mm. I think he's great.
Didn't he? Yeah, when he did the top.
And now that Rich won my ruin his life. Now that Rich won my ruin his whole career, Cedric might get that spot.
Might get a look.
When he did the.
We need a good black man. Christian man.
Have you thought about dancing?
Cedric, let me tell you something. I give these guys a chance from projects and let me down. Time, not you, Booker. Booker, you are great. They keep letting me down. You're a good Christian boy. Let's endorse that.
What do you think? You think that could happen? I think that's exactly what
that's
happened.
All right.
No, good move, though.
Finn Balor beats Bo Dallas. Does anybody care?
No. What they're doing to Balor is atrocious.
Both former NXT champions, though.
How do you feel? You look upset.
No, you're right. I thought it was interesting. The next match, the match there, Braun Strowman versus Elias. Yeah. One, Elias was outstanding again, wasn't he, on the mic?
Yeah.
Elias was brilliant.
But Elias It went to a no contest with Braun. I found it interesting that Finn obviously lost to Kane clean a couple of weeks ago. That means they're protecting Elias. And it shows you that maybe these rumours are true, but then because they didn't protect Finn Balor. If that's the best you can give him.
Yeah.
Sad, eh?
I hope they're doing the Daniel Bryan thing. I really hope they're doing the hold him back so he gets a push thing. Mm. I'm hoping this is a plan.
And I think Finn's overrated.
You do,
innit? I do. He's not. I think.
You know what it is. You know what. You know why all this is happening.
Why?
Because he can't talk. That is the. That
it's
is
same with Becky Lynch. Apparently, he doesn't like the strong English accent. But how come he likes Sheamus so much?
Because Sheamus can talk. Funny enough, Sheamus is a better promo than Finn Balor.
100%.
Funny enough,
fella,
he does have an accent, but you can he's got charisma. Finn, unfortunately, and I love Finn, I think Finn's a great guy and a great talented wrestler, and when he's the demon, he's out of this world. But when he's this regular Finn, which Vince wants more than anything,
meow meow meow.
I'm gonna say something.
Go ahead.
Siren, shut up. I really enjoyed the...
Don't say it! The police are here, yeah.
I really enjoyed the Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt
program. Oh, it was amazing.
Right. It was brilliant.
I told you. I told you. I gave up.
I said, no, it's going to work.
It's going to work. I told you.
And apparently, yeah, the news this week is that Vince is a massive
fan
of it.
And Vince is endorsing.
Obviously, because it's woken now, it's his...
It's his Vince thing now.
It's woken. Matt can go off and be broken, and they both get their dough. Fingers crossed, man. It means a lot of loss for Bray Wyatt, but...
And apparently Vince is making sure Matt has a lot of creative control as well, which is great. So Matt is obviously writing his own promos. With the platoon!
It did get a pop when Bray was laughing, then it cut back to Matt. And he got a pop from the crowd. I like it.
Can I be a Debbie Downer?
Bess, you loved it, TNA, though.
No, I love Broken Matt Hardy. I just wish it wasn't versus Bray Wyatt.
Well, I think it's great.
I feel like we should have built a Bray Wyatt Matt Hardy.
Right.
I don't think that it should be the first.
Yeah, okay.
The first thing that he does as Broken Matt Hardy is Bray Wyatt. I think that's the dream matches that when we saw Broken Matt Hardy on TNA, we was like, oh, that would be sick against Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
So I don't think it should be the first thing he does. And I think because they're kind of similar, I just feel like it should be something that we led up to. I think that's WrestleMania.
Bray Wyatt is that's like, WrestleMania. The Ziggler of Raw, isn't he?
He is, 100%.
Nice, solid guy. Interesting build-up.
I think he's worse than Ziggler, to be fair.
Mm.
Because he's got... I think they brought him up to, like... We thought he was going to be amazing, like, world champion. I think Ziggler's always been, like, the underdog. Whereas Bray was kind of built as a monster. But he just loses all the time.
Mm.
It's a shame. Anyway, we've got the Ziggler news this week, which is excellent.
Or should we get into SmackDown?
Let's do it.
Right, well, what was the main event for Raw, though? Let's finish up.
Oh, yeah, the Bar.
Oh, yeah.
The Shield.
They've got the titles, held on to the titles. Yeah. Good match again.
Yeah.
Long matches this week, which is why I think...
Which is really good.
It was great. Much longer matches, so the matches were a lot better this week.
SmackDown?
What? It's flat.
I can't remember what happened in SmackDown.
SmackDown kicked off with Sami Zayn again, right?
Sami Zayn, okay. Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
And Shane McMahon again, right?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Sami Zayn, though, now.
Yeah, Sami Zayn's sick.
It took me a while.
He's amazing.
There was people actually, you know, writing on the social, you know, that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn might be done with the WWE, which is absolutely ridiculous.
No, I think they're going to push them two through the whole Shane and Daniel Bryan situation.
So do we think this is a Daniel Bryan heel turn?
No.
Try and take some steam.
I think it's a Shane McMahon heel turn.
It's a Shane McMahon. Yeah. Well, Shane's going to start working with Sami.
I think Shane... No.
Ah.
I think that's too obvious.
Right.
I think if they were clever, it's come to a point where Shane's so obsessed with getting these two fired.
Right.
Because that's what happens in the end. If we'll get to that in the end of the thing, where Shane wants to get them fired. But Shane obviously wants them out of the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian's going to play it by the book and be like, listen, what you're doing is wrong. You're getting personal vendettas getting in the way of your profession. And that's how Shane snaps, and that's how the feud. And hopefully, Brian will be able to work a match back, and he'll probably.
What with Shane?
That's probably what's going to happen.
Oh Christ!
I know. I don't want to see that either.
No one wants to see that. Wow. No.
Oh.
But you can see Vince giving Brian more disappointing news, isn't it? Good news, you can wrestle now. Bad news, you're wrestling with my son.
Is that because they go if they did have a match, they do a kind of gimmicks spot match or safe spots? They wouldn't want Daniel Bryan in a wrestling match. Is that the theory? Just like with Kurt Angle with the table legend, which is ridiculous, but can actually be safer sometimes if you do a gimmick back than a proper wrestling match. Maybe. Is that the theory?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
What else happened on SmackDown, guys?
Imagine
Brothers.
Yes. Another whooping.
Let's go. Imagine Brothers promo. Let's go. We do this every week.
God. There's snow outside.
It's warm inside.
The weather outside is frightening.
Inside, everything seems calm and nice.
You meant to say, but the fire is so delightful.
Oh, shit. Good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Keep going.
Okay, let's start again.
Oh.
I'm wearing shoes.
I'm not wearing shoes.
I'm out, man. Fluellen.
Right, it's in our skillet. We are the Bludgeon
Brothers. Not our best one.
That was terrible.
We messed it up, Hoos. We did this. We were not prepared, Hoos. You got a bad tooth.
Well, I put you in a spot, Hoos. We got to respond better, Hoos.
That just shows you, ladies and gentlemen, we don't prepare anything because that was god-awful.
That's hilarious. I like this, man. Bludgeon Brothers. I can't wait to see Bludgeon Brothers and Usos at some
point. But what we have here is exactly what we have with the Undertaker and Kane. These gimmicks work. Yeah. But if you go Papa Shango, Gangrel, and they lose their matches at Bray Wyatt, the only way this Bludgeon Brothers is going to work, they've got to keep winning. They can't just suddenly lose next week.
Right. I like the fact they win in record time as well. They keep winning quite fast. Yeah. It's just straight up badass kick.
What's ridiculous is, I mean, they stopped doing the hammers hitting the ground when they came in, which is good. At the moment, it's not terrible, is it?
No.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Keep going. Yeah, and I'll lose the hammers. Because it's ridiculous that you've got a weapon that you can't use. Absolutely ridiculous.
I like the finishing move as well.
Yeah.
What is the double razor's edge?
Yeah. It looks painful.
Yeah. Well, that's meant to be one of the most... The razor's edge and the Batista bomb are meant to be two of the most suck-ass finishes to... Yeah. And, of course, the Doomsday device, LOD. They're meant to be the worst finishes to take.
I can imagine.
Another great theme, by the way.
Oh, the Legion of Doom.
Ooh, what a rush.
If you take the Doomsday device wrong, you die.
We forgot to mention that Randy and RKO with Kevin Owens, didn't it?
Yeah,
at the beginning of the promo.
Out of somewhere.
Out of nowhere. Charlotte Flair versus Tamina.
Yeah.
I don't like what they're doing to Tamina. Like, in Survivor Series, they built her up to be quite strong against Nia, and then she's just gone back again.
Yeah, they have no plans for her.
Yeah.
And the Riot Squad thing's not working at all, is it? It doesn't make sense.
This Riot Squad thing was terrible this week.
Yeah. Oh. Why repeat a storyline and do it? It really makes SmackDown the Diet Coke. Do you know what I mean? Because it's just like, you've got a better version with some legitimate stars on the other show, and then you're trying to do it. Doesn't make sense.
Same thing on SmackDown. No.
Ace's best friend Dolph Ziggler was added to the United States Championship match. Ace, is this a good move?
Well, it's good if he wins. Yeah. I mean, I can actually see that happening.
Is that bad? Is that goodbye for Bobby Roode then?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's Braun.
Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin holds onto the title. I think they're just trying to make a boring match more interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't really talk about. We don't really care about what's. Well, I'm just going to mention pretty things that happened in SmackDown. What was great was the Rusev Day.
Yeah. He's got a T-shirt.
Yeah.
And Ace, you were showing us. There's a video online. What's that video you were showing us?
It's a Rusev Day Shawn Michaels remix.
So check it out. Where can they find out?
I have no. We should post it. We'll post it on the Kick Out Podcast.
Okay.
Instagram.
Yeah. I said if
it is him singing it, which I don't think it is, but if it was. That should be his music, and he'd be over in a second. They'll just make him a straight comic character. But
I call it Rusev Day. Rusev Day.
They could get the tag titles.
You think so?
I think they should win. I think they should.
They need another legitimate tag team.
Anything that's Rusev should win the titles and lose it to the Bludgeon Brothers.
Are the Oh no.
No.
Is the Hype Bros match happening?
No. Samoa Joe cut a promo, which was quite good.
Yeah.
And he's very vicious and very aggressive. And I guess that's going to lead
up to... Is that good that they're holding that one back, or is it show that how little they care about that story?
No, I think it's good they're holding it back. I think it should be a case where they should build... That should be a real feud between him and... This gives Zack Ryder a real
I did
feud.
Like that. He was like... He said he tagged Zack Ryder saying, I've just pumped all this iron and stuff out. And Zack Ryder was like, you know, there's a wrestling ring. Why don't you go and learn to wrestle? Yeah. I thought that was a nice little comeback. But I tell you what, Clash of Champions, there's not... I have no interest in that card whatsoever.
I know, it's true.
What is there on that card? I guess I'm interested to see if AJ defeats Jinder.
Oh God!
But other than that, I could care less.
Triple
about
threat tag team will be good.
Yeah, the four way tag team.
Yeah. Oh, the four.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's Rusev Day.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
New Day.
Rusev Day.
Rusev Day versus the New Day versus Usos versus
Shelton
Benjamin.
That's gonna be good. That's gonna be good.
That's gonna be the best match of the card.
I think so.
And Rusev Day will pick up the win.
They won. It's sad that Shelton is just jobbing in a tag team.
Yeah.
When it's Shelton Benjamin, he should be up there.
That's Shelton Benjamin.
You got yourselves a Shelton Benjamin. But he should be up there, you know, with Lesnar and Orton and Cena because he was in that school. I don't get it.
I agree.
It's not fair.
Yeah, that's true. It's black. Okay. That's it, really? I don't really want to talk about SmackDown that much. But the last thing, how it ended was obviously. Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens come to attack Randy Orton. Nakamura makes the save, which is a bit weird, even though Randy Orton RKO'd Nakamura a couple of weeks ago. But anyway, so now Nakamura and Orton are friends, and then Shane goes, "Yeah, this is great." Oh, sorry, but this is great, and I'm going to be the special guest referee in the match of Nakamura and Orton versus Owens and Zayn at Clash of Champions. And if Owens and Zayn loses, they're not only fired from SmackDown, but they're fired from the WWE. And Daniel Bryan looks at him with a concerned face. Daniel Bryan's getting involved somehow.
Yeah, of course.
Do you think Shane's going to do that classic 1, 2
and
swears what he did to Austin? Remember that? Oh man, I love the Austin vs. Man feud. It was such great television.
Oh, old wrestling.
It was great, man. Everybody seems a bit down.
Young Rick, it's a kind of low energy.
We've got no interview.
It's a low energy show. It's no, 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 outside. It's kind of, you got a bad tooth. We're all tired and busy.
Yeah.
This is dropping.
But guys, stay with us, man. Help you enjoy the show.
Oh, well, that's one thing because I know other podcasts are stopping over Christmas. We're going to continue, ladies.
That's right.
Yeah.
God damn it, we might do one on Christmas Day.
Two wrestling references. Could people tweet in what they'd like for Christmas from the kickout? What can we do?
Help us help you.
Because we can't talk about Christmas wrestling shows because they're always dire.
Yeah.
But you let us know what you like. Please send us questions. We really enjoyed the questions you gave us last week.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, please tweet us more questions. What you want us to discuss on the show? Because sometimes we end shows like this.
Okay, someone say something good and then we can press stop.
Okay, say something positive.
Something good. Something
good. Anything was going on NXT?
Oh! NXT, yeah. Great match to watch at NXT this week. Johnny Gargano versus Cassius Ohno. Brilliant match. I recommend anybody who has the WWE Network to check NXT right now. Andrade, Cien Almas caught a brilliant promo with the lovely Zelina Vega, which I will one day marry. It's going to happen.
Wow.
And, also, what else happened there? That was really the most of the highlights, really.
Okay, bye, guys.
Velveteen Dream's out with an injury. That's a shame.
Are you serious?
He's out with it.
Is that bad?
Oh, no.
I know, after getting all that.
Can't have too many of them. Vince doesn't like, look what happened with Bayley and Sasha and people like, you get injured, career stops pretty sharpish. Yeah. If you're injury prone.
How long is he out
for? I don't think he's out for that long.
Okay.
And also, Street Profits. Always watch the NXT for Street Profits. They're amazing. Montez and Angelo Dawkins. So charismatic.
Awesome. Alright.
That's it.
Guys, till next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. Thank you very much. Bye.